Jesus.
O Senhor te abençoe com a
palavra
que nós temos. O
Senhor te abençoe com a palavra
que nós temos. O Senhor te
abençoe com a palavra
que nós temos. O Senhor te abençoe
com a palavra que nós temos.
O Senhor te abençoe com a palavra
que nós temos. O Senhor te
abençoe com a palavra que nós temos. O
Able to understand and know him more. To greet that your brethren and wish them the better things which come from the living God.
For
the years that he has gotten and many others like that, the only good things. And by name and voice, Apostle Ronald Hope Witness, there with Pastor Sam Bosa.
We
love you all in the name of Jesus. Thank you for loving to seek God in his book. Praise Jesus so much. Even today we move on with the journey of heaven.
New generation with the full knowledge of God.
As we face the new generation with the full knowledge of God.
International
ministries.
We
bring you the full knowledge of God.
And
which brings eternal life. As it is in John 17 verse 3. That eternal life is to know the one true God. And Christ Jesus he sent.
For
we move on with the journey of heaven. Moved through the Bible for 7 years.
It is to say,
not adding, not subtracting from the word.
It is
not twisting the Holy Scriptures.
While
we study the journey of heaven,
and
while we see, while we hear, they are written and we are lightened. We still see what concerns the altar of God, which is for the city of God, Jerusalem of heaven. That altar, the lake of fire begins from there. And this lake of fire, it causes us to study many things. And we move on to see the second resurrection, the day of the Lord, the rapture, and judgment. Praise Jesus. Today we're going to be seeing what will happen after the saints have been taken, like we saw some time back. As we saw the saints when they are taken, they will be found on earth, they will be changed, and our colleagues will come from the Jerusalem of heaven to come back here. All are to be lifted up with the angels, that they'll be taken. But in that moment, what is going to come next? Some of those we began on last time, and they will end up with devastating the earth and the passing away of the earth and the heavens and earth.
But
before all that happens, what will happen in those 5 months after we've entered Jerusalem, after we've entered Jerusalem of heaven, the city of God, which he prepared for us? We are to see the works of the angels of death and hell, and they do their works officially on earth. In that time, death will join with hell. And even though you think this, you never find it.
Yes,
praise Jesus. That's why it speaks in Matthew
24:29,
and it says this.
Matayo esula ya biri munya olunyeyo ra biri mu mwenda. Na ye amangu ago oluvanyuma lw'ekibonyobonyo eky'omunaku ezo enjuba erifuuka ekizikiza n'omwezi teguliolesa musana gwagwo n'emmunyanye zirigwa okuva mu ggulu n'amaanyi ag'omuggulu galinyenyezebwa. Awo lwekalirabika akabonero k'omwana w'omuntu mu ggulu.
Ebyo byonna bye twasooka okulaba.
All that we first saw.
Naye nga batugambye enzikiza ejja kubaawo.
But they have told you darkness will happen on the earth.
Kubanga tumanyi nga abantu bamalayika abadde bakola emagombe.
For we know angels who have been working in hell.
Obunnyo obutakoma.
In the bottomless pit.
Mukomera lya Katonda.
The prison of God.
Ku lunaku olwo lw'okudda kwa Mukama waffe.
On the day of the Lord's coming.
Ng'amaze twala abatukuvu be.
After he's taken his saints.
Kiseera ekyo tumanyi aboonoonyi baliwo abaleesebwa.
In that time we know the evil will have been brought on earth.
Ababadde emagombe ebbanga lyonna.
They have been in hell all this long.
Kukyanga ensi ebaawo.
Ever since the world existed.
Kukyanga ekibi kiyingira mu bantu.
They have seen entered people.
Era bakwatagane n'abo abali babasiŋŋaaniddwa wano.
And they will connect with the ones who are found on earth.
Nga boonoonyi.
And they are evil.
Era ekiviirako enzikiza eyo kwata.
Why the darkness will be on earth?
Kwe kuggulawo kw'obunnya obutakoma.
Is the opening of the bottomless pits.
Obunnya obutakoma obusiŋŋaana obwakabaka bw'emmunye.
Which is found in the kingdom of the stars.
Wali mu kipande kiri bw'olaba wali.
There you see at the bottomless pits.
Awali ekiddugavu nga waliwo n'omuliro liro.
That dark hole where there is black and fire.
Bajja kuba bakugulawo obunnya obutakoma.
They will be opening the bottomless pits.
Waveeyo abasajja abakulembeddwa malayika Abaddon.
Out of will come men led by angel Abaddon.
Bali bilioni ebikumi bibiri.
There are 200 billion of them.
Babaddeyo nga bakola ebbanga lyonna.
They have been there working all this long.
Naye ku luno bagenda okujja okukola ku
nsi. But instead they're going to come to be working on earth.
Na Mukama waffe amaze okutwala abatukuvu.
The Lord has taken his saints in heaven. Nga
Mukama bwe yandaga mu lugendo lw'eggulu.
As the Lord showed me the journey of heaven.
Era bwe twasoma.
And just as we started.
Bwe twali tusoma ebikwatagana ennyanja y'omuliro.
When we started what concerns the lake of fire.
Ekyoto kya Mukama.
And the altar of God.
Twatuka kuzuukira okwo.
We reached the second resurrection,
the
of the second coming of the Lord Jesus, where there is the rapture,
and
judgment will happen in the city of God. Praise Jesus.
In
Revelation 9, they explain this. Revelation 9 from verse 1.
Malaika w'okutaano n'afuuwa, n'endaba emmunye enyenge eva mu ggulu ng'egwa ku nsi. N'aweebwa ekisumuluzo ky'obunnya obutakoma, n'asumulula obunnya obutakoma, n'omukka ne guva mu bunnya ne gulinnya ng'omukka ogw'enkoomi ennene, n'enjuba n'ebbanga ne bizikizibwa olw'omukka ogw'omu bunnya.
Mu kiseera ekyo,
in that moment,
enjuba ejja kulekerawo okwaka,
the sun will stop to give its light,
n'omwezi,
even the moon,
n'emmunyeenye,
even the stars,
oluvannyuma lw'okuggulawo obunnya obutakoma,
after the opening of the bottomless pits,
naye nga twakitegeerako,
but we got to understand,
zijja kuba ssaawa mukaaga,
it will be 12 midday,
ogw'emisana,
12 midday.
Okusinziira ku byaliwo ng'awaayo omwoyo
gwe.
Mukama waffe Yesu.
That is our Lord Jesus.
Muluka eri eyabiri
mwesatu. Luke 23.
Asatu munana paka ana mutano.
38 to 45.
Yesu yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus.
Era ng'obunnya obutakoma buno.
In this bottomless pit.
Bujja kuba busumululwa.
It will be opened.
Ekizikiza kiryoke kikwate.
Darkness will cover the earth.
Balyoke bafulumyeyo aboonoonyi ab'emyaka emingi b'otamanyanga ku b'otalabangako.
Evil people of many years and generations have never seen will be gotten out.
Era nga bano abasajja babadde bakola ebbanga lyonna.
These men who have been working all this long.
Abamu be babadde bayita basitaani.
Some whom have been calling them the devils.
Naye nga babadde bamalayika ba Mukama.
Yet have been angels of the Lord.
Abaakolebwa nga bakambwe.
They who are made and they are full of fury.
Enfaanana yaabwe nga nzibu.
Their appearance is very wild.
Nga bw'ogenda okulaba ekikula kyabwe.
As you're going to see their appearance.
Bali baba bava mu bunnya obutakoma
buno. They coming from the bottomless pit.
Bakulembera malayika oyo obunnya obutakoma.
They are led by the angel of the bottomless pit.
Yasibirayo sitaani emyaka egiyise 2017.
The devil 2017 years now.
Sitaani si yakulira obunnya obutakoma buno.
The devil is not the one who leads in the bottomless pit.
Obumanyiddwa nga geena.
Which is known as hell.
Erekomera lya Katonda.
On the prison of God.
Malayika yaggulawo.
The angel who opens.
Ye malayika ono ali mu kubikulirwa.
Is this angel in Revelations.
Esuula ya 20.
Revelations 20.
Bunnya olusooka.
Verses 1.
Okubikulirwa essula ya 20 olunya olusooka.
Revelations 20 from verse 1.
Nendaba malayika ng'akka okuva mu ggulu ng'alina ekisumuluzo ky'obunnya obutakoma n'olujegere olunene mu mukono gwe. N'akwata ogusota, omusota ogw'edda, ye mulyo lyomyera sitaani, n'agusibira emyaka 10. N'agusuula mu bunnya obutakoma, n'aggalawo, n'ateekako akabonero gulemenga okulimba amawanga nate.
Yesu yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus.
Emyaka 2017.
2017 years.
Bukyanga sitaani agwebwa mu ggulu.
Even the devil just from heaven.
Okubikulirwa essuula eri ey'12.
Revelations 12.
Olw'omusanvu
verse 7 to 17.
Sitaani yasibibwa.
The devil was bound.
Ne bamalayika abo abasinga obungi.
Most of his angels.
Okusinziira mu Jude emukaaga.
According to Jude 1:6.
Ne mu Peter ekyokubiri.
And in 2 Peter.
Sura y'okubiri.
Chapter 2.
Munyoro okuna.
Verse 4.
Sitaani bamusiba ne bamalayika bangi.
The devil was born with many angels.
Era sitaani okuva emyaka 2017.
And the devil ever since 2017 years.
Taddangamu okulabikanga yakulemberamu okulimba ensi.
He has never been able again to be the leader in this second world. Wabula
yakulemberamu emirimu gino.
But the one leading in his works now.
Ye Jezebel.
It is Jezebel.
We yawa obuyinza bwe.
Who he gave his authority.
We yawa n'entebe ye.
He gave his throne.
N'amaanyi
gonna. And even all the power.
Era nga yatudde ku nsolo.
And he's the one seated on the beast now. which is in Revelations, Revelation
13,
from verses
1
unto 8.
When
you also join Revelation 17, from verses
1
unto
10,
you shall see a woman sitting on a beast, who has the authority to deceive the entire world now, and the mother of adulterers, the mother of all abominations. But the devil is bound at the moment. And the one who bound him
is
the angel of the bottomless pit. And his name is called Abaddon. On the day of the Lord, he is the one going to lead to get people from the bottomless pit.
He
is the one who has been leading in all the torments happening down there, which are within hell. The devil is not the one who has been leading in them. He too is in those same torments.
Yes,
praise Jesus. The messages you've been getting,
they
have been showing that the devil is the one who is the leader in hell, and that he leads the bottomless pit, but he's not the one who leads there. It's the angel known as Abaddon.
He's
a peerless, just as you see in the image. If you see him, you may think perhaps he's a demon, for he was made in a threatening appearance. On the day of the Lord, he's going to lead armies he's been working with, 200 billion of them, and they will come to work officially on earth.
It says
that death, hell will happen on earth.
Yes,
praise Jesus. They will remain when they have not gone to the rapture. Don't expect salvation that moment, like we heard sometime back in Ezekiel 7, where they will say there will not be mercy and there will not be any pity. That angel who lived in that day, like I saw and how we are told, Revelations 9, verses 11, these are the names of him.
Okubikulirwa esula ya mwendo nyirwa 11. Zirina kabaka wazo, malaika w'obunya obutakoma, erinnya mu Lwebulaniya Abaddoni.
Malaika wachi,
angel of the bottomless pit, the angel of the pits, not the devil but the angel.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
On Abaddon,
this Abaddon
or Apollyon
is the one who bound the devil
and
most of his fallen angels. It is responsible to imprison and torment all the evil people, like the command of the Lord is. When he said vengeance is his, even payment, so
we
will pay each person as their acts were. Now we can't get the devil, and he's using them to pay, like others got a message that someone reached hell and the devil had a book where he registered punishment. If you fall in hell, he opens the punishments in the book. That is very wrong. And the hell which was seen, it's not the right hell, but that is Ezekiel 27,
found
under the ocean Bermuda Triangle, where there's a place called Purgatory and other places which have been faked to appear as hell and heaven. When they bring those messages, they do like 2 Corinthians 11. They do like 2 Corinthians
11,
from verse 13 to down. They masquerade as preachers of righteousness, and they act
as
angels of light. They tell you a fake hell, but you feel there's even tears, even sorrow. But they have told you the devil is the leader in hell.
It's
fake hell, yet they faked the message. When you believe it, you can't get righteousness. But they make themselves preachers of righteousness, and they act like preachers of light. They are messengers. They send them when even tears. They beat me so much. But in a few minutes, that messenger begins to do things which are worthless. You go and search, investigate of them. You'll find that woman, and she's marrying and chasing men. It's the one I heard that she went to hell, and she even began a ministry. She's called who?
Aida.
But now she marries men and she chases them. If you see how she appears and what she does, you wonder whether she saw the real hell. Others, you hear, they passed through the beach and they went to hell and heaven. If you hear, they passed the beach,
Ezekiel
27, they went under the ocean. Now, the one leading the bottomless pit, his right name is Abaddon, the angel of the bottomless pit. They work together with the angel of death. According to Revelation 6, verse 7 and 8.
Bwe yabembula akabonero akokuna ne mpulira eddoboozi ery'ekiramu ekyokuna nga kyogera nti jangu. Ne ndaba era laba embalasi eya kyenvu neyali atuddeko erinnya ly'ekufa ne magombe n'agenda naye.
Erinnya lyali ku mbalasi eya kyenvu.
The name of the one on the yellow horse.
Erinnya lye bamuyita kufa.
His name is called Death.
Simanyi oba osobola omulengera.
I don't know whether you can see him. But
the
block, you cannot see him in the image here.
Yes, he was
praise Jesus. But his name is called Death.
Yes, he was
praise Jesus.
The
one coming behind him is called
Hell.
If death gets you from the body and never overcame death, he has to hand you over to hell. If he gets you from the body and you overcame him, he hands you over to angel Michael and Gabriel and the angel of fire. The Michael on the white horses and the Gabriels, they are on the red horses. Even the ones on fire, they are fairly red horses. These take you to the city of God when you finish your good works on earth.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much.
Now
know that the angel of death, he is not the devil. Even though
he
had the devil came to steal, kill and destroy, he has no right to even kill. He just causes. He brings diseases. He brings you to do sins.
You
end up to fall in the hands of the angel of death, and he leads you ahead to hell. He had the real right to kill. As I speak, would it have stood here? For you would have killed us a long time.
That's
right. The Lord told the devil in Job 1:6-down. He told him, go, but have not given his life in your hands.
He mocked
him with sickness and all things, but he could not take him out of the body. And he said, don't worry if they will kill the body, but they can never kill the spirit. What we hear in Matthew 10,
yes, he was
praise Jesus.
Now
the things of the devil are like that.
But
in reality, it is the angel of death who takes all spirits from the body, whether of the righteous or the unrighteous. When they get you out when you're righteous,
know
behind death there is hell. The angel of hell. He takes you straight to the bottomless pit.
All
this he has been taking all this long.
On
the day of the Lord is going to bring them back on earth. Even they will be found on earth. They will torment them for 5 months, which are in the mystery of God, which don't prove to be physically 5 months.
For
one day before the Lord, it's like 1,000 years.
Now,
it will be a moment of God. He measured himself.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus. We've gone back to Revelation 9, verse 2.
okubikulirwa essula ya 9 olunya olw'okubiri
Revelations 9 verse 2
n'asumulula obunya obutakoma n'omukka ne guva mu bunya ne gulinnya ng'omukka gw'enkumi ennene n'enjuba n'ebbanga ne bizikizibwa olw'omukka ogw'omu bunya ne mu mukka ne muva enzige ku nsi ne ziweebwa obuyinza ng'enjaba ez'obusagwa ez'omu nsi bwe zirina obuyinza
tujja kuba tuba maaso abo bano bayise
We shall see ahead these that who have been called locusts. This name is in the mystery by the appearance of these angels. For they have hands like you see big locusts. On their hands they have hooks and drills. They have spears and drilling machines.
Or
you see how the drill appears and it has hooks. If he wants to cut you, he can cut with his hands. On
this,
he has appearance of locusts. And he has hooks on the legs. That's why they bring them in the mystery of locusts. When you see them, you have to get threatened and fear. If he wants to cut your tongue, he just puts his hand like you and puts his drill machine upon you and cut the tongue when it's not finishing. But the pain you pass
those
are going to come on earth on that day. Because the reason there are people who are to go to hell, but they will find them on earth. Now they will not be taken on hell. They want to experience on earth. They shouldn't miss the hell experience. By the time they take them the lake of fire found at the golden altar of God which is in Jerusalem of
heaven,
when they have shared as their actions were, then they will come for judgment. That's where hell is going to come work on earth. These are angels you hear, they are called locusts. We are going to be explaining their appearance. You're going to see they are not the usual locusts. The usual locusts.
But
these are wild angels.
Olunyiriri olw'okusatu
Revelations 9 verse 3
ne mumuka ne muva enzige ku nsi ne ziweebwa obuyinza ng'enjaba ez'obusagwa ez'omu nsi bwe zirina obuyinza
tujja kulaba ku njaba eyo
we shall see of the scorpions
ebeera emabega ku mukira gw'embalasi yaabwe
behind the tail of their horse
kati omuntu eyakula bwatu bw'abeera
a person who appears is like that
having
a tail of a lock of a scorpion.
At times
he puts the scorpion upon you in hell. And
it sucks
out all life, putting poison in you. 5 months every punishment. And they change the punishment. They suck you out and you dry.
No,
and you feel the thirsty of Luke 16:19 and 25. One of the things which made this man feel thirsty. This horse, it pours fire out of his mouth.
And
yet he put his things of scorpion to suck life out of him. He reaches and is so thirsty. And the fire is in him.
What
all life from him.
We are
going to come on work on after day. It's not required to be formed when not among them were going to be taken. There will not be a time to repent.
Like
the devil lied that there will be that moment when he passes through Jezebel. For
their
books were printed. And
we will
show there will be a moment in the rapture season when people will repent at that time. You try to think, you see.
kubikulirwa essula ey'omwenda olunyiriri olw'okuna nezigambibwa obutayonoona muddo gwa nsi
bwe bali babazze
bamalayika
bano abayitiddwa mu foomu y'ensi gyetugenda
banyonnyoka
babagamba temukwata ku muti
gwonna
enziga eza bulijjo
ziba
zijja kulya muti
They eat trees and plants. These are not usual locusts. These angels have been working in the bottomless pit.
They
have one command, a person without God's seal.
The
one you have to torment.
They
come and tear off every skin on you.
And they
tear you and they will blow fire upon your body without skin.
You know,
a person have taken skin off and they pour fire upon you. If they do them in hell as per now. But the day of the Lord they are going to do it on earth. Revelations
9 verse 5.
We
heard
we must get the seal of the Lord. In Ephesians 4:30, the Spirit is the one who seals us. After listening to the gospel,
like
we heard in Ephesians 1, from verses 5 unto 12
that
when we had the gospel
and
we were put upon the seal of the Holy Spirit
filled
by anointing from the seven spirits of the Lord and then you have the seal of the Lord people with the seal of the devil the seal 666 if you know what concerns it on Tuesday and Wednesday we study the schemes of the devil.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
But
without God is
sealed.
With the seal of God would have been lifted and they have gone. Who remains without that seal? Supposed to be having 666. Everyone in hell has that 666. They are not in this body. They are in the body which is dead we spoke of.
Like
we shall explain more of it.
Revelations 9:5.
It's only torturing. And the scorpions are torturing you. And he gets up the panga to cut you. And you can't die. The angel of death will no more be working. Praise Jesus. We heard in
1
Corinthians 15,
50-53,
after the change which will happen, death will no more be working. The body you're going to get, you will not be dying. You will cut off the head and it will begin to be like a decided to come
back.
And you will struggle to bring back your head. You will cut it as if it's falling off. But if you don't die, you are in 2 years.
If you
struggle to bring back the head on yourself,
and
you look for other things to do. Now it's what is in Corinthians.
First Corinthians 15:50-53.
After the change will happen,
he said that
death has been swallowed up.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Death
will no more be working. You will find a spear. And you pierce yourself on the spear in the heart. And you remain on it, you're not dying.
That's
when you know that
devil
is not the one who has been killing, there has been the angel.
And
he stopped, it's no more killing. Death means to be taken out of the body. But you will no more be doing that. Even though you do what yourself, you will see a big rock coming and the rock is coming to fall on the ground and you will position yourself to fall on you and you will
hit
you and you will never die. You feel pain under the rock And the wind will blow off you as you awake. And it will run off.
For
5 months you are in that little life you are in. Even if
it's
just physical 5 months. And
it's
not sitting and resting a minute.
Okubikulirwa esula ya mwenda olunyiriri olw'okutaano.
Revelations 9 verse 5.
N'okuluma kwazo kwalinga okuluma kw'enjaba ey'obusagwa bweruma omuntu. Ne munaku ezo abantu balinoonya okufa so tebali kulaba
n'akatonda.
Nga tomulabako wadde.
And you never see him.
I
want to die. And the torments are too much on you. And you get a panga. I
need
to cut the head off myself. You cut it and begin to struggle to bring it back to yourself. That you think that you look for death to die, you will no more die. Maybe you look for poison and you drink poison and it will torment you, not die. Everything will no more be working. That's when you know the devil is not the one who has been killed. All along there has been a real angel of death. He too have changed and is working on the mission of hell. And
they're
beating the rebellious people.
Kubikulirwa esule y'omwenda olunyiriri olw'omusanvu.
Revelations 9 verse 7.
Ebifaananyi by'enzige byafaanana ng'embalaasi ezik.
How
their horses they were seated on.
And they
run from the bottomless pit.
They
bring the others, get up. Go see Jesus Christ. Go. And they are dragging them on the chains, they are kicking and beating them.
They take
them from the pits all along they have spent there. These are so mystical to me.
For
I never knew where hell is. I never knew who works there.
They are men
who have spent many years and they
are
not known under the sun. Even when you refuse sleep day and night, you can't
ignore
them. Even now as we speak, they are working. And they are about to increase in number now. Around midnight, and
ahead,
there will be many on the earth. People will begin to cry, everyone with a wound or a sickness.
When they
get close and you
have a
wound or sickness of death,
if
you feel pain so much in the night, if it's a toe, you will feel it itching. What you do is you do this. They pass the other ends.
You pass
the houses of the rich rebellious people. According to Isaiah 13,
they tell them
to pass the other extremes. Right now they are increasing in number.
You hear headache
is striking you in the night.
If it's
getting in the morning, they check out and the sick get a relief.
And the
angel of death, if they give you the hands of hell, they update them when they are remaining 7 days. Now, every time they have to come and check on you, and they sit beside you, they are waiting for you. That's why the Lord Jesus, he told the disciples, Lazarus is not sick unto death. It was the sickness of the devil. And it's not of the angel of death. If it's of death, no matter how much you pray, you are wasting your time. Revelations 9 verse 7. Have you seen locusts clothing crowns? These have been crowned already. crowned for the holy works they are doing. We are working to be crowned ourselves. For them, they are working already when they are crowned for what they do. They were fulfilled and completed in what they do. They don't mess up in their work. They beat in hell without mercy. That's why they were crowned for that work.
Revelation 9:7.
When you look at you, but they are red eyes. And his face appears like of a human being. The difference is that here appears like a locust. But the eyes are of a human being like. But they are red. He looks at you. And you even faint. For just looking at you. When they take some people, they even poop for themselves. They cry, don't take me. The day of the Lord will come and walk direct on earth. And they appear before human beings. They walk in wind. Even now they are moving. They pass you there.
No, Gambe.
A demon is passing a whirlwind. Yes, they are the ones who have met each other.
You may see
a whirlwind entering a certain house. The noise and the crying in that house. They have taken the person. They can climb a flat house, a storied house. What we are going to see of this is amazing. If you are in a storied house, they will climb and get you out there. They
come
to you and they throw you from the storied to the ground, and you're not going to die. And you fall and you jump like a commando and you end there like that. You're just falling as you awake up and he beats you with
the hand.
Remember that the angel of chains, the beating is of chains, nothing else. And there are times he puts you in the stomach of the horse and he hit the stomach and it gets very red with fire and if it puts the fire upon you, get black. He beat you and scratches
you. You
find scratches upon people in hell. Chains have scratched the whole of them and they are black with scratches. They are not of the trees. It's a chain. They will work here on that day. I remember we started fourth heaven. In the kingdom of the stars. That day we briefly summarized on them. As we started the altar of God, where the lake of fire begins from, we got to know more what concerns them. Revelation 9:8. Have you seen locusts with hair? These ones have very long hair. They have very long hair, very nice. It falls to the ground like of a demonic spirit. The hair is to the ground. When you look at him, you know the problem has struck. They have their expensive hair, but all their actions are painful. Now you see locusts. These are not locusts. These are angels.
bakora munyo butakome banga lyo
the promised speed all this long
tubalinze kulunaku lwa mukama
wait them on the day of the Lord
bagenda okusasula abadde batujerega mu
byanjiri when they are going to pay them who have been scorning us in the gospel
tubulire enjiri yeguru n'obutuukirivu
preach heaven and righteousness
bali yabazimura
out there scorning what we do
bunakorona yabagenda kuzimura
that day you too you're going to be paid back
atenga tunatuka
and before it comes
ilinde kubana nza nokuja mwicha
for me they get you out tomorrow
the stars ino nga baji nzo kuja mawo
the step they can take you out as you're seated there
kubikulira sura yo mwendo nyoro munana
revelations 9 verse 8
na manyugazo galinga agempologoma
bogana wote kumanya
when you look at their tooth
ngagadi kongoro
kashia on top like this of a lion
anange omulambo baguze baguze bana ebye
kutribu back the dead body in form
magombe
hell
bakola ne kufa bona bayine njegere
both of them have chains
usiba mu njegere nakwa kulamura
tie a chain and
obo chenwa narwana
you're resisting
aga mborwana bichi
they say you fight what
njegere kwa asiba moyo
with a chain in your spirit
asiba mubiri guno
they don't find it you see the sick pastor resisting struggling and checked out
ngarutti
and have taken them
naye omuntu kuvumalaika okufajja mga munai wa wangu
abam the angel of death just calls them out
baba naba kutwara
for these are
the name bekangaliyo mike
banaye behind of his
mike
and the horse is right
banne mwera baba
and you even say bye bye to the people around
Olaba Gabriel
kusika Gabriel.
Nola abo mulaga bane mutalire mugali zegeza.
Check me out God.
Naiba
but the evil.
Ule mabeka.
As you look behind and the visi apa don't you say we are dead.
No tu yana.
And you sweat and you pant and you poopo everything.
Bana mrode yenya zetu ya. Ugenula barota wa muka
dreamers they are waking out of the dream
amurenge denga ate basokane bakutisa tisa
bonna they pass through the hold of you
nakuwe birota wonga baje
give you dreams as they are coming for you
no bara ba confess you ka
salon you wake up in the dream
baso kane bakutanga cyangaranya cyangaranya gatonda bakuva mu bide
hold of you before they take you from the body
nakutisa
And they give you dreams.
And
they show you of your forefathers who are dead. And they have been beaten.
Now
they are calling you yet they are the ones.
And they trouble
you. By the time you get from the body you have been troubled.
Revelations 9 verse
9.
Era zalina ebizibawo ngebizibawo byebyuma.
Babirana ekyo mchufuba
bali guided bulungi. They are guided well.
Abo chaba isenzigeza buli
just call them use your locusts.
Okubikulwe sura yo mwenda olunyiro lwo mwenda.
Revelations 9 verse 9.
Nedobozi liyebwa watiro byazo ngedobozi lyamagali.
Babirana byo watire ni mabiga. Bashobora okubuka.
They can fly.
There's
nowhere you hide that they can't come for you.
If they
want to fly, they fly.
Already they
have their hooves. And they can fly at the same time.
You can
disappear and hide the wings and you see an angel standing there. After you see they bring back the host and other things. And they begin to shout and make noise.
Kubikulire sura yo mwenda olunyoro mwenda
Revelations 9 verse 9
Nedobozi lya magali neliye mbalase nyingi ngazifubutuka okuyingira mu lutalo era zirina emikira egifaanana ng'enjaba ez'obusagwa.
Behind the horses
kuliko enjaba,
they are tails of scorpions.
Byonna ebyokulwanyisa byabeera nabyo.
All the weapons of his has them.
Kusasula muntu ng'ebikolwa bye.
Each one as their actions were.
Kubikulirwa essuula ey'omwenda awunyolwe kumi.
Revelations 9 verse 10.
Era zirina emikira egifaanana ng'enjaba ez'obusagwa n'emimwa. Ne mu mikira gyazo mulimu obuyinza bwazo okulumira abantu emyezi etaano.
Emyezi egi
5 months.
Yebagenda okikolera wano.
They are going to be doing it on earth.
Wabula ye mangu baba kikola buli myezi etaano bakyusa ekibonero.
Every 5 months they change a punishment.
Ata amagombe si ennyanja y'omu.
And hell is not the lake of fire.
Wabula komera.
But the prison.
Ewali ebonyobonyo
ebyabwe.
Omuliro gubeerayo.
Fire is there.
Naye si gwa nnyanja kuvamu.
It's not of the lake.
Kuva mu mbalasi.
It comes from the mouth of the horse.
Etokota oluvuutu mu.
It has a fire in its stomach.
Esimba onona bange enyoka.
It stands there and you see smoke and fire coming from its nostrils and the mouth.
Yovura beri waliyo kizikiza kuba abera wanyoka.
This darkness for days.
Ebere enyoka.
Every time it's like that.
Ogerunwa.
You look at what?
Eno mbarasi.
Is this what kind of horse is this?
Ngewandura.
And
muliro gonange kuyira.
Powers you.
Oganga eri sample ya nyaja ya muliro.
Other is the sample of the lake of fire.
Ngaba kulaga atelinda. Kubanga eri ogenda munyanya.
Where you going? You going to the lake of fire.
Kubikulirwa esula eyomwenda olunyolwe 10.
Revelations 9 verse 11.
Zirina kabaka wazo malaika w'obunnyo obutakoma, erinnya mu Lebulaniya Abadoni, ne muliyonaani alina erinnya Apoloni. Obubi obumu buyise, laba obubi bubiri nate bujja oluvannyuma.
Katugende ku namba yaabwe.
Let's go to their number.
Katulabe ekyoto bwe kitugamba.
Let's see what the altar tells us.
Ab'ekyoto bennyini,
the ones of the altar themselves,
abakola ekyoto,
working on the altar,
be bagamba bano okukola.
They are the ones who tell these ones to work.
Era nga bagattibwako.
And they are joined on.
Ekiramu ekyokuna.
The fourth living creature.
Kubiramu biri byolaba wali.
Among the living creatures you see there.
Lunaku no bagenda kubasumulula nabo bajje
begatte kuba. They are going to be loosed and they will join on these ones.
Bano be bakomanda ba Abadoni abakulu.
Those are the major commanders of the Abadons.
Abaddirwa malaika w'ekkondeero w'okuna.
They who are next by the angel of the fourth prophet.
Abadoni najjangu w'okusatu.
Abaddon comes third in rank as the hierarchy is.
Naye nga bano be bakungu ddala mu mulimu ogwo.
The ones in that work.
Ogwa military ya Mukama.
Of the military police of the Lord.
Okubikulirwa essuula ya Madonyi lwa 13.
Revelations 9 verse 13.
Malaika w'omukaaga n'afuuwa, ne mpulira eddoboozi eriva mu nsonda ennya ez'ekyoto ekya zaabu.
Ekyoto kino kyogera kiramu.
Altar speaks and it is living.
Ennyanja y'omuliro w'etandikira.
Where the lake of fire begins from.
Ne kigamba nedda.
And it said no.
Bamalaika b'omuliro tebugenda.
The angels of fire don't go.
Basumulula abaana bali.
Let them loose the four.
Abali ku mugga Fulati.
Who are on the river Euphrates.
Ogwo kuba omwoyo ogwokuna.
That's where the fourth spirit is.
Oguvunaanyizibwa ku kiramu ekyokuna mu gulu ery'okubiri.
Of the fourth living creature in the second heaven.
Omanyiddwa ng'omugga Fulati omugga ogwokuna.
As river Euphrates, the fourth river.
Otera okusoma mu lubereberye essuula ey'okubiri.
You read it in Genesis 2.
Naye nga tumanyi ekyama ky'emigga.
But we know the mystery of the rivers.
Ye mwoyo omutukuvu akulukuta.
The Holy Spirit flowing.
Okusinziira mu Ezekiel.
And according to Ezekiel.
Esula esooka.
Ezekiel chapter 1.
19 paka 2 mu
19-22.
Omwoyo ali mu magaali g'ebiramu
ebina. The spirit is in the wheels of the four living creatures.
Kati bagasumulwa omugga abasibiddwa ku mugga Fulati.
If they said loose, they were bound on the river Euphrates.
Odayo n'okwasaganya lubereberye essuula ey'okubiri.
We'll connect Genesis 2.
Okuva ku lw'omunaana n'okukwira.
Verse 8 to down.
Ojja kulaba nga gw'omukuba mugga gwakuna.
You see that it's the fourth river.
Kati ogenda ku lampstand eri.
And you got the lampstand.
Olaba omwoyo ogwokuna bw'obala okudda bw'oti.
And you see the fourth spirit when you count.
Baguyita the spirit of might.
It's called the spirit of mighty.
Ono ye yasiba ebiramu ebyo.
This is the one who bound those living creatures.
Ekiramu ekyokuna.
The fourth living creature.
Bo baali tebayinza kumikiriza
Satani. They were not able to bear the devil even a minute.
Kati kwa oru bagenda baga banange.
That day they're going to tell their friends.
Mugaba gusaleko
gure. Let them cut this river off, that they can lose the ones who have been bound on it. We are speaking of the fourth spirit and the fourth living creature. Let's see where the altar tells us. The altar where the lake of fire begins from, which caused us to study all this.
Kubikuwa sura ya mudonyi lwa kumina satu. Nempulile dobozi ngaliva msonde nya ezechoto, echazabu, echiri masoga katonda. Ngagamba malaika womukage yalina kagombe nti, sumula wa malaika abana abasibidwa kumugomu nene fulati.
Ya yore kira mkuru ya akubiri.
He headed to the second heaven.
Na yamu kanagenu na sumula ebiramwe.
And he went to lose the fourth living creature. The four heads you see on that scripture, each was an angel. And he was made one and a head of a human being, another like that day they're going to be loose. And they can't join on the upper dons. You feel the mixture. Human beings, 5 months, they will get out proving God can strike.
Leave
alone the beatings you have been
doing.
Yet they're going to be finishing their wrath.
Bam.
They will beat. Put out all the wrath God put in them. They have to finish it out that day. After they lift the saints up, and they will begin to. They looked funny. And they are all breathing.
It's
the one to beat, the one to scratch. For they come from the space.
To fast
fire.
Fire.
And the wrath is bringing fire. This was
a it
will never be a day. You waiting for it, wait for it.
I'm
preparing to go to Jerusalem, you find us up there. I've seen your hand, Pastor. I have asked the question, are they beating, reserving wrath? They are beating.
Is that
going to tell them the mission is finished? They will stir up all the wrath. As they will encamp in the space first. And their horses will pour fire like bombs on the earth, and they are bombing everything. By the time they reach on the ground and they are attacking, and they are in lines, they move on. And their city, where they come, they leave a desert. They leave buildings on the ground and they are sweeping them off like this. They are very giants and tall. They just slap a historic building and it's crushed. A human being, they have already trampled you on the ground.
Revelation
verse 15.
Bamalaika abana ne basumululwa abali bategekeddwa essaawa n'olunaku. No more is no more.
Baba take a soap, Maraca, Baba Gamuri,
they go on for time. They have told them, wait here.
What's the time about it? Anger, put him above.
When they had the devil, we are in above.
This time again, up with
that. The devil is going to be coming.
Never gamba,
and they said, where is he?
At on a song, a couple of songs,
just point on the devil, see what we do to him.
Never,
and they got them, tied them together.
Wanga, never, and Bagami Muri,
they come. They have told them, wait.
And the sons of against it,
they would have fought
against the known, just
to look for the devil.
I think
they wouldn't have said they have a case. They
look
for the devil to finish him.
It was like
to make and bind them like a living creature. They are like these
Pentecosts.
As they were asking Moses to carry out judgment, he got a spear, he had seen the adulterers, and he hooked them on the ground. As they said, Moses, counted he would be righteous for that. Those are the children like that. They could never bear for sin.
Even
they told them to sit and wait,
they
would have found them when they have moved on, and they are looking for the devil.
And
they are looking for the day when it comes. We are going to beat people.
kubikulirwa sura ya mwenda onyira 10 na mkaga
Revelations 9:16
nomuwendo gweje eliyabe bagale mbalasi
kakati nebano bagenda kuwa beyongera mbwe yongezi bana bako nabunye
kutakuwa
bakomanda babo batsema
the commanders have come, they are going to get more morale. If you see them, you know the work is being winded up. Do everything possible and beat humanity. And
until
they can't even raise the finger.
Revelation 9:16.
N'omuwendo
gw'ejjeri abeebagala embalaasi obukumi kakumi emirundi ebiri.
The billion ebikumi bimeka?
These are 200 billion of them.
Kati tongamba nti abantu bajja kuba bangi.
Don't tell me that human beings will be many.
Wakati mu nsi yonna muli mmeka?
For in the world we are something like close to 7.
Naye bano billion ebikumi
bimeka? These are 200 billion people, angels.
Bamala bumazi.
They are just enough. What amazes we are going to start up there. Each one doesn't trust another. Each one says, let them leave these people all alone to me. I can beat them. Not that distrust. The trust that
he
wants him to beat all. I beat them in a quick overnight. God has wrath, but he has grace and mercy. The more he had mercy, the more the wrath is much. The more we did that and he kept silent, we thought we are equal with him.
Church,
which refused to preach right things to people, you will tell him on that day. And before you reach
it,
wait for today. For they may come for you any time. And they first take you the pigs. Bring you back on the other day, they add on you. It's the day of shame. It's
the
proto shame that they will lie to people.
Kubikulirwa esula ya mwenda olunyira 17.
Revelations 9 verse 17.
Era bwe nalaba bwe nti embalasi mukolesebwa kuno. Naabo abaali batuzituddeko ngabambadde byomukifuba n'ebyomuliro n'ebyakazigizigi
nga wano
under the blessed place
basaddeko byamukifuba byamuliro
helmets of fire
wano nga byakayakana
wa the blessed place are of fire red
ati bana abeetegese mu lunaku lwa mukama bagenda mu nta
prepare the day of the Lord to fight God
omukuba ka bomu ne kagwa wano ne kasirikira
a bomb and it doesn't blow them
usindika ka miza ilo ne kagwa mu kifuba
ne send a missile to them and it rests in their chest
akakona nga akone
they hit it as if they are playing with a missile and they block it. Have you ever played football and they send you and you pause the kick as if you're pulling and you pause it? Now we warn all who are corrupted with mind and they join on the devil. In Revelation 16, 14 to 16, they prepare for the battle of the Lord.
You
cannot stand these men. They
cannot
stop a missile and they pull it and they send the missile in the horse of theirs. And the horses will chew the missile.
And they fire back.
Remember, the other fashion the weapons of themselves.
According to Isaiah,
they fashion their own weapons. You send a missile and they pause in the chest. If they thought they
don't
have, and they put a magnet to
attract
every weapon and it cools it from there. That's to prepare to fight Jesus.
The devil
and your people who have no wisdom. What you do, don't understand. You don't understand which joins on you. Look at Jezebel. These foolish people like this. I don't know even what you would do to me. Revelations 9:17.
n'emitwe gy'embalaasi ng'emitwe gy'empologoma.
Wali olabye embalaasi eyakula
bwe? Have you seen a horse appearing like that?
N'ekibina bina kyambalaasi.
And the back.
Naye omutwe gwa mpologoma.
The head is of a lion.
Yeka bw'omulabako obulabi.
When you see him alone.
Eyo embalaasi.
What kind of horse is this?
Omutwe gwa mpologoma tufudde bannaye.
The head is of a lion.
When
you get it from the body, you must fear instantly. What kind of horse is this? The head is of what? The head is of a lion.
And
what kind of horse is like this? Come on the after day of the Lord. Wait for them, they are on the way. And the day of the Lord is full of faith. It's not an easy day. Matthew 24, that's why. 19. Part 1.
He
said, nations will mourn, even to weep and gnash because of these men.
Revelation 9:17. N'ebyakazigizi era bwe nalaba bwe nti embalaasi kumukolesebwa kuno n'abo abaali batuddeko nga bambadde eby'omukifuba ng'ebyomuliro n'ebyakazigizigi n'ebyekibiriiti n'emitwe gy'embalaasi ng'emitwe gy'empologoma ne muwamwazo ne muva omuliro n'omukka n'ekibiriiti
gibaziwanda muliro
kati
emagombe
in hell. They push you out of the
book.
The force begins to pour fire. You think you are in the lake of fire. If you
are
not understood, they put you in the wheels and they ride the wheels on top of you. Remember, he has horse and the horse has wheels. It moves by. It puts wheels on the ground and it's on top of the wheels. You know men who are bright? And he writes the wind he first
bumped
you. But I've not felt it enough.
And lifts you the fire,
writes the wheel, and you're all spattered on the ground. As you cry, it's like music to him.
When
he
cried,
add the music more.
Their
songs will become mournings to them. If you read Amos properly, songs will become weeping and mourning. Musicians, what they are done to in the hell. Wait for them, they will come even on earth. You keep singing things, songs you don't understand.
Revelation 9:18.
When
they say they died, it's not that they totally died physically. Death took away his, and he took them at the altar where the lake of fire is.
It's
Revelations 20
from
verse 11 to 15. And death brought his. He gathered
the
people who had remained on earth, and they
had
not fallen in hell, they're in the hands of death. He
will
take them at the altar here at the city of God. We shall already be seated on the seats of judgment, like we've been studying. That's why anytime, as if I'm rehearsing, I'm preparing myself.
Revelation 9:19. Kubanga emikira zaajo zifaanana ng'emisota.
Balina emikira eno emabega ku mugongo.
Tails at their back.
Va ku guno omukira.
Leave alone the tail of the horse.
Ono yennyini alina omukira gw'emisota.
Abaddon himself has the tail of the serpent.
Gufu butoka eno.
It comes from his back.
Gulina emitwe esatu.
It has three heads.
Esalambwa, temangumudi.
You who used to be in immorality, they position you very well, and the snake aims very well. It comes. And you begin to cry.
And
they pay you exactly what you did.
You
stop it under yourself. And it
takes
you to crying.
This
homosexual position them very well. And the snake will aim and it will hit them. People who are homosexuals will be experiencing it.